Well, I really feel like Kell Brook arrived after Saturday night. You know, it was an emotional ring walk. Everything leading up to it, we wondered if he'd still be the same fighter. And what a performance. You know, I think made a real statement already. The calls are coming in from broadcasters in America, media in America, just saying, wow, you know, and the future is extremely bright now for Kell. And over the next 48 hours and week, really the plan is to move as quickly as possible and keep this momentum going.
He had a great quote after the fight. He mentioned that he's just a kid from a council estate that's now selling out the Sheffield Arena. And one of the things he's really achieved is to build that connection with the people of not just this city, but I think now fans across the country, Eddie.
Yeah, I think he's just, like he said, he's just a real kid. You know, he didn't get the opportunity to get spoiled as an amateur. You know, he wasn't part of the elite system and the Olympic squads and stuff like that. He's just worked very hard. And he's had his ups and downs, you know, I mean. And sometimes he's been a little bit mature and he's made mistakes, but he's come out the other side. And, you know, I think now you've got a mature, elite-level fighter. He was in the gym this morning. You know, that really shows me what's going on in Kell Brook's mind right now. Straight after the fight, he was home. He ordered a pizza with his missus and, you know, that was it. It's back to work. And I think now he realises, especially after what happened in Tenerife, you know, life's about capitalising where you can. And he's got such a great opportunity now to be remembered in the sport and make a lot of money, you know, both of which are very important. But Kell Brook, you know, I said before the fight, Kell Brook's not just a fighter that has won a world title and can hopefully defend it a couple of times. He's someone that can go on, unify the division, be part of these major fights and be remembered as a true great of British boxing. I think that's massive motivation, especially for someone like Kell Brook.
You mentioned after the fight in the press conference that he could even go up a weight one day. Is that something you see as a realistic possibility?
100%. I mean, look, he's making welterweight now. It's a struggle. It's a struggle for 99% of fighters to make weight. But at the moment, he's doing it safely and he's doing it efficiently. And I think he's probably got probably a minimum of four fights left at welterweight, minimum. And, you know, he may stay there for a little longer, but I do know that he's more than capable of moving up to light middleweight, and he's more than capable of winning world titles there as well. And I think once you've achieved what you can at welterweight, that's the obvious thing to do. So we're looking for him to unify the division at welterweight and then move up and do the same at light middle.
Presumably you've not had that Monday morning call from the Amir Khan camp about June 13th.
No, I mean, would you be making a call after seeing what Kell Brook did on Saturday night? I think, you know, the answer is no. You know, they don't want to fight Kell Brook, and I understand that. You know, I think Amir knows that if he loses to Kell Brook, that's probably the end. So he wants to get as many fights in as he can before he takes that risk. It's disappointing, but we have to move on, you know, and we're looking for immediate momentum from Kell Brook. And, you know, Saturday night was a stroll in the park for him, and he's phoning me up saying, when are we out? And you know, we could be looking to get him out twice before the end of the summer, that quickly, you know. So I think get ready for some news, because Kell Brook's ready to go ASAP.
If we're looking at realistic options for Kell, then, is it between Marquez and Rios for the next fight?
Yeah, I think, you know, all those names, you know, we need to capitalise and we need to get that shot for. I think what we need now is momentum. You know, great night for Sky Sports, great night for Showtime. They both loved it and they want Kell Brook out as soon as possible. So, you know, this week is all about making sure we make those calls to the other promoters, speak to Sky Sports, got a meeting with them tomorrow, speak with Showtime and HBO, and because Kell's effectively a free agent with a broadcaster in America, and, you know, look to get him out as soon as possible and just build on this momentum. As, you know, there's another great fighter doing a commentary on Saturday night, Carl Froch. You know, you wonder what way he'll go with his career. Is it time for him to hang up the gloves? If so, I think you've got a perfect replacement in Kell Brook as the new big star of British boxing.
Which is big, isn't it? That would be a big thing for Kell Brook. We know how popular Carl became, and it still is to this day. You think that Kell could replace him as the number one?
Well, I think he's virtually there at the moment. I mean, you know, Carl is still standout number one, but without him, you know, I think Kell's a world champion. He's got the ability to beat the very best, and I think to be a true superstar, you have to have that ability. Carl Froch has. But how many other great British fighters out there at the moment have beaten the very, very best in their divisions? You know, none. So that's really there for Kell to do. And what an opportunity, what a future. ahead of Kell Brook right now.
Do you have to keep an open mind about where he's going to fight as well as he gets more and more popular around the country? You know, the opportunities to fight in outdoor stadiums in this city in this summer, the options aren't great, are they? Because the two football clubs are laying new pitches. That could be a stumbling block. So do you have to consider maybe even taking him out of Sheffield and going across the country maybe?
For sure. And that will be a sad day. But unfortunately, you have to face realism that, you know, we just about sold out on Saturday night. And you know that he's much bigger now than he was 6 weeks ago. So you'd have to feel that the arena is now too small. You know, the other two big arenas in the country, the O2 and the big arena in Manchester, are realistic options now for Kell Brook. And he's that big. You know, we have to think, unfortunately, a little bit bigger than just Sheffield. He'll always be a Sheffield boy. And we'll always try and do as many big fights there as possible. But he does have national appeal. He has global appeal. And we have to look at taking him around the country to continue to build that.
And you've done some great nights at the O2, and that seems like a venue that'd be very fitting for someone like Kell Brook at this stage in his career.
Yeah, it's a wonderful venue. I mean, look, we've even got a show there on May the 30th. Could he turn around and get out as quickly as that? We don't know. You know, a little bit of bruise into the hand on Saturday night, but I think that we want to get him out as soon as possible, whether that's end of May, whether that's early June. He's ready to go. And, you know, maybe we come out first somewhere around the country, O2 or Manchester, and return late summer to Sheffield. There's so many options at the moment, but he's healthy. And like I said, in the gym today, really asking me what and when's next. So we've got to move as quickly as we can. We know that after the success of the Sean Porter fight, the American networks were very impressed, so much so that Showtime picked up the JoJo Dan fight live and showed it at 6:15, which is quite unusual, and then again at around 11 p.m. that day. So since then, all the networks over there have emailed me. They're all over Kell Brook. So his profile is going to continue to rise in America. And while it does, as one of the world champions of the division, and while it does, while he's putting in these sensational performances and filling arenas and creating that kind of atmosphere over here, he's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger in America. And that can only lead to one thing, which is the Holy Grail, which is a unification bout in the welterweight division. And that's the ultimate goal.